Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. I went off and missed the week because I was in Washington and I went to Alaska and I was having some wines and different things up in that area. But I came back and I really wanted to be able to say, boom, what's new? What do we have and what are we going to do? So I'm coming back to one of my favorite wines and region for that wine, which is a Vouvray. Vouvray is in France. It's a region in France. And when you hear a Vouvray, you know you're getting a Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc. That's C-H-E-N-I-N Blanc. B-L-A-N-C, Chenin Blanc. So why do I like these? Well, for those who didn't know me, I grew up with wine in Germany. So when I started really drinking wine, it was when I was living in Germany. And they taught me the complexities of Rieslings and the way the Rieslings, the sweet flavor, the minerals that was in it, the different type of florals, and the dryness and everything from that. So Chenin Blanc is almost similar to that, but on a lighter sense and a little more refreshing and not as sweet. You know, when you get that sweetness or that fruitier taste, it's more fruitier than sweet. So I really love the Chenin Blancs. So I wanted to have this, and this is a Button and Gostier. I don't even remember how it looks like Gesterer, Gesteer, but is a B&G, and I wanted it as a 2015, and it's this Chenin Blanc I wanted to try because I wanted to have something with an Asian meal that I had. So when I got back, I was like, ooh, I got me a good Asian meal I can check out and go from that. So I wanted to try this. So this is really, really cool. So let's take a look at this. And as you can see, really your normal yellowish, slight green tint, if you can check it out. But let's get the nose on this. Peaches, getting the peaches out of this. And let this come up a little more. But very, very fruity, kind of like that floral, really, really great aroma coming off of this. So let's get a taste. So as you know, most of the time you're getting a really good dryness when you're getting in French wines. And I'm getting pears, but a sweeter pear. You know, there's certain ones that you get, and you get a pear, and you get a really ripe pear that doesn't have a lot of fruit to it. But when you let it sit and it gets a little more juicier, not a prickly pear. I can't remember the names of pears because I'm not a fruit connoisseur, so I can't help you with that. But really good pears, peaches too. Getting a peach and pears. That pears is really standing out a lot more. So I'm really, really loving that. But got a little dryness in it. You can taste, it's really refreshing. And I didn't get it totally chilled, but I got it chilled to the point that, you know, it's a nice, refreshing, fruity taste. So this one is really, really good. I started drinking about 3 or 4 glasses as soon as I opened it up. So well worth it. Button and Gostier Vouvray Chenin Blanc 2015. Very, very good white wine. We ending the season off. If you want to get this in before it starts getting a little cooler. But even in a cool 70s, you can sit back and lay back. This is a very, very good wine for that. My price point was $14.99 on this, so you know it's $14.99. I will pay for a Vouvray. I will pray for Chardonnay Blanc from France. Now, Chardonnay Blancs that I had from South Africa, and there's another one that you can get, Chardonnay Blanc from Australia, and a Chardonnay Blanc, I think, from Oregon. I'm trying to remember the ones that I had, but I'm always going to my go-to, which is a Vouvray Chardonnay Blanc. Well, that's all I have for this week. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Later.